Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's talk. I think something that we've seen in these playoffs, or even in the last few years, you could say, and specifically in the Eastern Conference Finals, I think this drove the point home, but I think it's worth saying. I think there was a lesson learned in these playoffs, and particularly in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think it's a lesson that a lot of older basketball fans don't really think about. And a lot of the younger ones, and I'm not talking about kids, I'm talking about in the 20s and 30s, may not know or don't feel yet at this point. And Rob, that is, what we're seeing is the reason why we cherish and put so much weight into championships. It's why we put so much weight and give so much credit to someone who has consistently led his team to multiple championships, Rob. And what it is that winning in the NBA is hard. It is hard. We're talking about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and people are talking about breaking them up. They are two of the – this is a league now where it is about having two-way wing players, guys that are very good defensively and guys that are great offensively. That's what everybody wants on their wings, and they've got two of them. They were both all NBA this year, Tatum number one, first team, fourth in MVP voting. Brown, second team. And they couldn't get to the finals. Rob, Brown has been to 5 Eastern Conference finals. 5. He's 26 years old. Tatum's been to 4. He's 25. And they have not been able to get over the hump. They got to the finals once, didn't win it there. And Rob, ask Joel Embiid. Ask James Harden. Ask Chris Paul. Ask Paul George. Ask LeBron, who's got four in 20 years.
Ask the Clippers franchise.
I mean, Rob, to win it, you have to be more than a great player.
A lot of things have to go your way, and there's a lot of scenarios. You know, we always looked at, Chris, I always said this. I don't know if I covered them, so I'm a little biased, but I don't know if anybody played harder than, you know, like Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley. They never won. Like they gave
I don't know if anybody played harder than them. You're right.
You know what I mean, Chris? Like they played their guts out to try to win, and they couldn't win. They had Pat Riley as a coach. You know, like all these other – I could go on and on and on. And they had a game 7 against the Rockets, and John Starks shoots 2 for 18 and 0 for 11 from 3 or 1 from – like and they lose by 4, Chris.
Right. Think about what – obviously Patrick Ewing is an all-time great.
Right.
Recognize him as that. But, Rob, you know this. Think about if that – they 4 points.
Yep.
If they get 5 points – how is his legacy different?
Totally
his legacy
different.
Is way different.
Totally
yes.
different.
New Yorkers feel much better about their team. Because it wouldn't be, 50 years since you won a championship?
Right. And they went to the finals twice, right?
30 almost.
Right. It would definitely be different. And it wasn't like they got swept. They lost in 7 games on the road, Chris.
Yep.
I mean, you could accept that. Like, that's a hard game to win and trying to get that to happen, and your 2-guard who had John Starks had lights out, Chris, in game 6. I don't know if you remember. He played great in game 6.
And that's why I probably thought he was going to eventually get hot.
Get out of it, right. And that's what shooters do. They keep shooting. But at some point, you know, and I thought Pat Riley miscoached that too, Chris. You remember Rolando Blackman was on that team.
Yes, that's the thing. And Blackman was a very good player.
No PT, Chris.
Very good. I agree with you. But Rob, it takes mental toughness, physical toughness, leadership. Rob, can you imagine? Like, I actually think that the NBA playoffs of the 3 major sports are the most grueling, because when you compare it to baseball, it's just more rounds. And then and if you're facing the same team, obviously in baseball you have 7 game series as well, but you have different pitchers.
That's why when you talk about Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra winning 10 championships, Chris, it ain't the same because there was no playoffs.
Right.
You had the best record. You went straight to the World Series. That's why when you look at it, and I don't know what the Celtics and what the situation was
with Bill Russell.
Bill Russell was playing. Like, I don't know if
nearly as many rounds. I mean, the first round wasn't 7 games.
But don't you think that makes a huge difference? I mean, Derek Jeter had to win. He has 5 championships, but he had to go 3 rounds, Chris. Had to go 3 rounds.
No, right. There is no doubt. I mean, I can't imagine anyone couldn't see that. How much more? So, look, Bill Russell, first championship. They won their first round series 3-0. They beat Syracuse. And then they were in the finals.
That's my point. That's
right. It was 2 rounds. The next year they lost in the finals. Maybe the only time he lost in the finals. He won 11 in 13 years. But the same thing. 2 rounds. Next year, 2 rounds. It looks like it might be his entire career was 2 rounds.
Which is – and
it got midway through his career, 1965, 66.
They started doing 3 rounds.
Yeah, but the first round was only 5 games.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you got to look at all that stuff when you think about it. And then again, Chris, I'm not discounting Bill Russell in that era of the NBA, but there were probably 8 to 10 teams. And there was no free agency. When you had a good team, that's why if you go back and look, just do your research. We always talk about this, Chris. Don't be ignorant and act like you don't know what's going on. Do your research. When you go back to the 50s and the 60s and you look at these teams, the Celtics won all the time, Chris. The Green Bay Packers won. The New York Yankees won. And the Montreal Canadiens won. They had great teams and the teams weren't broken up.
We know there was no free agency. Right. So you were –
if you were good, you were going to be good for 10 years.
We think of the Steelers. That was my favorite team in the 70s. Those guys, they never left.
Right, there was nowhere to go.
Joe Green, Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, Bradshaw, they all were there. So you're absolutely right. There is no doubt about it. But, Rob, this is where and look, a lot of people might be thinking this. When we talk about the Jordan versus LeBron, this is why – and it's not just the number. Oh, he's 6-0. We understand how tough it is to win 6 in the modern NBA, Rob, as the man. Don't give me Robert Ory. Yes, he's got 7 credit to him. He wasn't the man. Shaq, 4. Kobe, 5. LeBron, 4. Bird, 3. Magic, 5. Kareem, 6. 5 with the Lakers. Like, it is hard. And that's why so much weight is put on that. And also, Rob, like, look, a 7-game series, NFL obviously 1 and done. Right. And that's physically more grueling just because of the nature of the sport. But, Rob, when you play a team 7 straight times and midway through the series, if not, game 2 or 3, like, well, I'd say midway through the series in this case, all the adjustments have been made. They know your plays. You know their plays. They know your tendencies. You know their tendencies. There are no more adjustments you can do. It is a fight. And 7 straight games of that, and then you go into the next round for 7 more. Like, that's why. And this is what we're talking about with the Celtics, Rob. It ain't and their problem, Rob, I brought it up earlier. It might be youth. Jordan didn't lead a team to a championship till he was 27.
Right.
LeBron, same thing, 27. We saw Magic who came in, but he had Kareem who was MVP that season. And they had other great players.
Magic was a big part of that in turning it around.
Oh, he was huge.
But you're right. But he had established players. It wasn't like he did it himself. Right.
Kobe did it young, but he came in with Shaq. Or, you know, Shaq was there. And then it took Kobe a while to lead his own team. LeBron, when he second time he got to the finals with Miami, he wasn't ready for whatever reason. It takes – you have to learn, like – it takes a lot. And that's all I wanted to say because we look at this Celtics team, and they may not do it, Rob. We've seen great teams. Sacramento with Chris Webber was great.
Never got there.
Portland with Rasheed and Steve Smith and that whole crew. Never got there. Like, it is a real accomplishment in any of the sports, but in this case, we're talking about the NBA, to win an NBA title, Rob.
No, it is. It's very, very difficult. That's why you're looking at LeBron, Chris, 20 years with 4 titles.
As great
as he is. And that's not to poo-poo it.
Right.
For winning 4 times, but it tells you how hard. And he's had enough. He's knocked on the door more than anybody. He's been, you know, with a chance to win. Most people don't even have that chance. They never get to the championship game series where you even have a chance to win. Most people.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental health podcast. And each week, we try to help turn our mental health issues into mental wealth. And we dive in with everyone from the world of sports and entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. So each week, listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
So you can trash whoever you like. Rob, who are you trashing today?
The Boston Celtics. I mean, yeah. Chris, you know, I picked them to run the Heat out of the gym. I mean, you weren't buying into that. I just thought after that big win in game six and the home crowd and all the other stuff that it would work in their favor. But we saw them lose big games at home, so shame on me. As soon as they lost, I thought to myself, why did I really – we talked about the 5-5, Chris, at home.
Yeah.
We talked about losing without when Embiid didn't play. We talked about game five at home against Philly when they lost that. They showed you all those signs that we should have never bought into them. Seriously.
Absolutely. No doubt.
We gave them the benefit of the doubt because of their talent, Chris, not because of what they actually did. Do you know what I mean? They showed us they weren't that good. They showed us and we didn't believe it.
No, you're right. You're right. There's no question about it. Let me ask you this. How much of this do you put on Jason Tatum's injury? Or he was hurt. He played 42 minutes, but clearly wasn't able to be himself.
Yeah, I mean, part of a little bit, but I just, Chris, he wasn't the only, he didn't miss when they missed their first 12 shots and shot 4 for 20. Did he take all the shots? There were other guys playing. Right.
Jalen was 1 for 9 from three.
You don't need, Chris, and you didn't 12, need to.
The first 12 from three.
What would have happened if you made 4 baskets, 4 of those 3s? Like, it changes the entire game.
Yep.
When you go 0 for 12 or 4 for 20 or whatever, if you mix in 3 or 4 3s in that stretch, it's a different game. But they didn't make them.
You remember in the third quarter, they cut it to 7 a couple of times, 8, 9, and they kept turning over, particularly Jaylen Brown. He had several turnovers. He had 8 on the night.
But
he had
many.
Several when they cut it to 7 or 9. And even in the start of the fourth, they're down 10 to start the fourth. Now, it looked bad. They didn't look like they were about to muster anything. But 10 points, we talk about all the time. It's nothing in today's NBA.
10 points is nothing with the three. It's nothing.
Absolutely. So, but they down 10 at the start of the fourth. Miami scores. And then Jaylen Brown has back-to-back turnovers. Miami scores again. Next thing you know, it's 15. And it was basically over at that point. It was like, man, they had gotten it to single digits. And they kept turning the ball over. And that's why Brown was like, look, I give him credit, Rob. He went out swinging, but he was swinging and missing. You know, he didn't melt. It wasn't too big for him, the stage, but he just played horrifically. And look, to his credit, Rob, he did accept it. He said that, you know, he failed and the team failed. They failed each other, and he said they failed the whole city. And that is how Boston feels, Rob. I'm sorry. Like, a team like that with all those championships, and you wet the bed like that at home?
Right.
They are not going for it.
Nah, not in a town, and we talked about it. They've seen great things happen, Chris, in that city. And you know them. They love the Celtics. They love the Red Sox. They love the Patriots. And they love the Bruins. Like, that is a sports dyed-in-the-wool town, Boston. And it hurts when they don't win. Did you see the pictures of, what was his name? Bill, oh, my God.
Oh, no, I didn't.
You know, Bill Simmons.
No, I didn't. Simmons. Was he at the game?
Rob G, were those new pictures or no that they all had on social media?
No, that was from last night's Game 7.
He was there.
Chris, he was distraught. Rob G, looked. He was distraught. Chris, sitting there like aging as the game went on. Like, oh my God! Like, my team lost and they were embarrassed.
And apparently, he recorded a podcast right after. Like, it was him and his dad recorded it. And his first disclaimer, I guess, right out of the gate is, guys, this is coming to me as a Boston fan. I'm not doing this as a member of the media. And then he goes on for like an hour, just basically emotionally crying his eyes out about what's gone wrong.
I bet. Boston. He looked like that, Rob G. He looked distraught.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier, Rob and I, about, I mean, this is just the latest evidence, Tatum and Brown, really, of how hard it is to win a championship in this league. I mean, you probably take it for granted being a Lakers fan.
Yeah, we always win.
We win a lot.
But, I mean,
but seriously, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you get that, or you think we overstated it?
No, I think you're right. I think, though, it's interesting that the narrative surrounding both teams is interesting to me, because with Boston, because of how much talent they have, it's viewed as a disappointment that they haven't got over the hump. Miami, they're seen as this plucky little group where just them making it this far is considered a success for a lot of people.
Well, it's because they don't have – right. You understand
roster,
why,
Rob,
right?
No, I understand. It's just interesting the way that works out, because if you just look at resumes, Boston and Miami the last like 3 or 4 years have basically been the same team.
Right, but
it's just one has more talent.
Right, as
than
far
the other.
You mean as far as like
right.
How far they've yes. gotten exactly that kind of thing.
But it's just the talent when you look at it on paper, and obviously games aren't played on paper. But Rob G, that's why when you see those guys that they have in Boston, you say they should get there. They should get
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
and especially with Milwaukee being bounced out. Now, granted, Miami bounced them, but
yeah, and I think it goes back to your guys' bigger point is when you have a certain talent level that. You're judged differently.
Absolutely.
And that's why guys...
As you should be.
Yeah, that's why guys are judged on rings at certain levels and other guys are not, because you're expected, if you're that much of a more talented player than your peers or your contemporaries, you're judged on a different scale.
And it shows you how good these guys have to be to win multiple rings, especially as the leader of the team. Like, it is no joke. Rob, another lesson I think is we've talked about Miami having all these undrafted players, 7 undrafted players, 3 of them starting, 4 in their rotation. But, Rob, those guys tend to stay, not tend to, they do stay 4 years. They enter the league as grown men. They learn the game better. They enter the league smarter players.
But
they don't have the talent, and they're not praised from the time they're 15 years old.
Chris, I totally agree, but Miami, I would then say, reminds me of Michigan State basketball. They go to the Final Fours, Chris. They have these teams that aren't really that great. And, you know, and then, but they don't win. Like, Michigan State right. hasn't won since 2000, Chris, since 2000. And right. and that time, all their star players stuck around for their senior years. You remember that? Mo Pete, Mateen Cleaves, and Charlie Bell. They all stayed because they weren't right. they weren't good enough to be drafted, right? So they stayed for their senior year. They won. But they remind me of that, where people give them all the praise, Chris, but they can't win a championship. And I don't think this team can win a championship. And that's the problem with, you're right. Everything you said was right. Those guys come out. They give their all. They hustle. They weren't pampered and babied. They had to fight and claw for everything that they've ever had. And yet, push comes to shove. And I remember, do you remember the NCAA championship, Chris, that was at Ford Field, Michigan State against North Carolina? Do you remember that one?
Yep.
That game was over in 5 minutes. North Carolina had like 3 or 4 NBA players, and Michigan State had a half. And the game was over. Like,
well,
it did.
When talented, and we had a caller that said effort can sometimes trump talent. Yeah, if that talent doesn't play hard.
Right.
But if the talent plays as hard as the lesser talented team, they're going to win. And Rob, what Miami teams have won championships? Shaq and Wade, LeBron.
Those are Bob stars.
And Wade. Yeah. I mean, they, for all this heat culture, and look, it's legit. We get it. We're not saying it doesn't exist.
But let's not
but
get twisted.
You won championships the same way everybody else.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, period. Like, they're like the Tom Thibodeau of teams. You know, they overachieve and they maximize their talent.
But they don't win
championships. Right. Now, maybe, look, we'll see. I mean, I'm picking Denver. I feel comfortable with that. This Heat team does. I would never just fully totally write them off, because they do play hard. They're smart. They execute. Like, I mean, they also lost
3 games in a row when they're up 3-0. And all I'm saying to you, Chris, is,
but to a better team.
I hear you, but I just think Denver is just they're a good team.
They
and
should
they
shame
and they
on Denver
and
if they don't win this.
Oh yeah, they should win a championship.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what He says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And in a story that I'm sure makes Rob Parker's skin crawl.
I threw up there, in my mouth four times.
There is talk about Tom Brady potentially quarterbacking the Las Vegas Raiders this upcoming season. Here's what's going on. So we all know that the Raiders signed Jimmy Garoppolo as a free agent. But apparently, remember Garoppolo, of course, was injured. And so he's got the foot injury. He failed the physical. And he has to get surgery. The Raiders, while they're saying it's not that big of a deal and they expect him to play, they did go ahead and, Rob, nullify his bonus. He was going to get an $11 million bonus. They made that just a part of the contract. So he got no bonus. And basically, they can move on from him if he doesn't play for him, if he's not healthy enough.
Who examined him when he got signed?
Well, they knew. They know he failed the physical. And they decided to keep him in anyway as long as they could. essentially waive the bonus and potentially the whole contract. Because he got surgery after he was signed.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the whole thing, they shouldn't have to rescind anything if they had done their due diligence, Chris. It's not about...
Well, Rob G., what was it? He took the physical, right?
Rob G., help me out with this because it doesn't make sense. If they knew all this beforehand, why wasn't the contract written that way?
Right. We've known for a while now that his foot's been messed up.
Right.
And so
know that.
They were under the impression, the way it reads, they were under the impression before he signed that his injury was something different. And that
he was
going to be able to heal normally and then he'd be just fine for OTAs.
Where's the doctor though, Rob G?
Do they take the physical? They didn't take that apparently before he signed, correct?
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
That ain't on the doctor. That's on the organization.
Yeah, that's on the organization and them not, you know, crossing all their T's, dotting all their I's because he did get surgery after the season and after he ultimately agreed to the contract, which is why he's going to be missing all of OTAs, at least the start of training camp, and then we'll see if it's more than that, which could lead to the contract being voided altogether.
So of course, Tom Brady is attempting to buy into the Raiders. Now, he's kind of bought in, but he's waiting to get approval from all the owners. So now this comes up because the Raiders backups, you know, it's the kid they drafted this year, and Brian Hoyer. And that is why Devontae Adams has kind of been like disgruntled. And I get it. And so, Rob, that's where the talk about Brady, because of his connections to owner Mark Davis,
and the
playing,
coach.
Potentially playing. Yes, of course, Josh McDaniels.
Who was up
is
in New England
coach.
With him,
yes.
Right?
Won all those championships with McDaniels as the offensive coordinator. And so here was Troy Aikman, who told TMZ he could see something like this happening.
I wouldn't rule anything out. He obviously, you know, has a relationship with the head coach. He knows the offense. He'll keep himself in great shape. I'm a big Jimmy Garoppolo fan, so I'm really pulling for him. But I would bet that just nothing's off the table as far as, you know, what may occur during the season or what Tom's role may be. I think he's done playing, but you just never know. Those things kind of just happen out of nowhere. You don't really predict them.
Where are you at on this?
I feel better
Rob?
About his comment. I do, because at first I thought it was out of pocket. And he says, I think he's done playing, because I think he's done playing too.
Hope he's done playing.
Yeah, I do hope he's done. I'm like, enough. Can we move on to somebody else? Can we talk about somebody else, please? When somebody's around that long, Chris, it gets tiresome more than anything. But anyway.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, okay. I don't believe that's the plan, that he's going to play just because of all those things and why he's drawn to the Raiders. I do get it. If you just, in a vacuum, when you just go connect the dots, then Tom Brady, right, is connecting the dots with somebody he's had a long-standing relationship with, and you could make the case or something. But I just don't see it happening.
Neither one of us, of course, have any idea. I'll just say this. Part of me hopes it happens. Because I'm Tom Brady is fun to watch. It's a good story. Now, I don't think they would win the Super Bowl or
playoff game last year.
Yeah. It's just a good story. He's the GOAT. So it's fun to watch. I mean, he don't have to be at his best. He wasn't bad. He threw for the third most yards in the league last year.
I want to see good football. If you remember that postseason
game. Well, he threw
game.
For the third most yards in the league. Hey, then don't Chris watch half the teams in the league. He was still better than half the quarterbacks in the league.
But that doesn't mean go look at their offense and what they did
last year.
Right,
they couldn't run the ball. They had one of the worst running games in history.
Tom Brady was terrible in the red zone last year. It wasn't great football. I don't care how many yards he throws.
Well, that means something. And when you throw for that many yards, when you've got no, he threw for 25 touchdowns, more than a lot of other quarterbacks did. And he had no run game. When you have no run game, it's a lot harder to pass the football. Unless you just got a great receiver.
You enjoyed watching the Tampa Bay Bucks last year? For real.
I like the story. The drama of Tom. There's a lot of teams that aren't that exciting to watch. But Tom Brady is a good story. He's a good story. That's what I'm saying.
The Bucks
threw for one
me.
Fewer touchdown than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, so you're saying he don't throw for touchdowns. And he threw for fewer interceptions
than Aaron Rodgers. What I'm talking about.
That's fine. But that's what happens when you don't have a run game.
It was awful to watch, and I think you're romanticizing about last year.
I'm not romanticizing. I'm not saying he's my favorite quarterback to watch. I mean, I can name a handful of quarterbacks I'd rather watch than him. Okay. I'm just saying if Tom Brady's in the NFL next season, it's a good story. I'm intrigued. I'm interested. Love to see. Of course you aren't, because you hate you. You would have liked him to retire 15 years ago.
That would have been.
But
good
I'm saying
for the
I would like to see him with Devontae Adams. If Josh Jacobs, assuming he signs his franchise tag, you got a run game. The offensive line was improving last year. Not that it's awesome, but it's decent. And I mean, I'm under no feeling that they would be Super Bowl contenders, but it's another storyline. I'd love to watch it.
I think you want to do is you want to see Tom Brady be carried off on a stretcher, because that's all it would be. And I'm going to give you this. This past season, the Bucs were 25th in scoring. They averaged 18.4 points, Chris.
Right.
The Bucs were 3-4 in their final seven games, scored more than 20 points just twice. Barely winning that terrible NFC South. Tom Brady had the lowest touchdown percentage, 3.4, and the second lowest yards per attempt, 6.4, and third lowest air yards per attempt, 6.5, and his career lowest QBR at 52.5. He was awful last year.
He wasn't awful. He was as good as Aaron Rodgers and arguably better. And we see all the hubbub over Aaron Rodgers.
Last year.
No, he wasn't. You don't throw for 276 yards a game, 25 TDs, and 9 picks. That's not awful. It's not awesome. That's for darn sure. I'm not saying that. But you're going overboard and saying awful. Now, I will say this. Ephraim brought up an interesting point. As much as I think it'd be an interesting and intriguing story to see Tom Brady play with Devontae Adams and Josh Jacobs. If I'm the Raiders, and you know, you can't guarantee these things, but if I'm the Raiders, I think Ephraim made a great point that if Garoppolo can't play, then man, you know, plan B is Caleb Williams. I mean, that's what it should be. Over Tom Brady, because obviously Brady, if he were to play, would give you about 1 year, right? And so I would do that. But other than that, shoot, I'd be interested in seeing Brady play again.
Have fun.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.